By about 1930, Bricktop's Cabaret was the main attraction in Montmartre for a chic international set of celebrities, writers, and royals. Goody played sax there for a couple of years with pianist Freddie Johnson. And it was novelist Ernest Hemingway who called her cabaret the movable feast that was Paris between the wars. Bricktop, born Ada Beatrice, Queen Victoria, Louise Virginia Smith, was a mixed-race American cabaret singer with a face full of freckles and shocking red hair. Her cabaret drew songwriters Cole Porter and Noel Coward, writer F. Scott Fitzgerald, and the Prince of Wales. Visiting jazz royalty Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller dropped in. And Bricktops was the first in Paris to headline the string jazz of Django, Grappelli, and the quintet of the Hot Club of France. The singer and barkeep had a unique talent for creating an intimate cabaret atmosphere.
Bricktop sang in a cute little voice with nice, wistful tones.
Langston Hughes, the poet laureate of the Harlem Renaissance, described her unique way of creating rapport with her clientele.
She danced a few cute little steps, tossed her head and smiled, and went around to all the tables and was pleasant to everybody, from guests who could afford only one quart of champagne to those who bought a dozen bottles. French or American, tourist or diplomat, white or colored, were all the same to Brick.
Bricktop's club also played a central role in the black community of Montmartre. In the late 20s, cats hung out and jammed in the early morning hours. Musicians and black entertainers away from home could send and receive mail, catch up on gossip or find jobs. Or they could get a down-home meal of fried chicken, cooked greens, and cornbread. So an informally organized yet cohesive African-American community welcomed men like Frank Goody to Paris. As I've said, he was already playing sax at Bricktops by 1928 with Freddie Johnson. Freddie was a good piano player, and this is a lovely duet between Johnson and the trumpet player Arthur Briggs, who together ran a good swing band Big Boy worked for in the early 30s. This is Discovering Frank Big Boy Goody on Jazz Rhythm. I'm investigating his half-century journey that winds through two-thirds of jazz history. He lived four amazing musical lives on three continents. And this program and related web pages are the first comprehensive survey of his life, work, and travels, largely undocumented until now.